Today is a culmination of a drug operation that we started in June with the synthetic drugs that were being sold here in Rutherford County. We saw a proliferation of these drugs about a year and a half ago. With that proliferation, we saw a lot more violence, overdoses, things that come along with the sale of these types of drugs. So we started this undercover operation in over 60 locations, made approximately 150 undercover buys, and now we're going out to seize these illegal drugs and to make our arrests and serve our search warrants.
Why Murfreesboro, Rutherford County? Is there something in particular going on here today?
We were asked by the district attorney if we would look at starting an operation here. And as we began, we saw that there were a lot of establishments selling these illegal narcotics. So we decided to make it a full-fledged operation. And it's also to send a message out all across the state that we're not going to tolerate these businesses just blatantly selling these illegal drugs to our young people as well as our older people. It's against the law, and we're going to conduct these operations till we get these products off the shelves.
So what started this morning has been the culmination of several months of undercover work?
Several months of undercover work. Like I said, over 60 establishments, over 150 purchases. That tells you how large this operation is. We just cannot let these people in these establishments blatantly sell these illegal drugs.
Now, does this include counties outside of Rutherford, or is this just in Rutherford County?
This is just in Rutherford County, Rutherford County alone. So that tells you how big the problem was here. But we are looking to possibly do other operations, but we're hoping this is going to send a message to all the other business owners that you can voluntarily take these drugs off your shelves, or we'll come in and do it for you. But if we have to come in, there's going to be consequences to it.
This is kind of a blow over the bow that says we're going to come after you and make sure that we get this off of the streets.
Absolutely. The legislature did a fabulous job passing some pretty sweeping legislation that covers these drugs along with any other drugs that people try to produce and manufacture. So now it's our job to make sure we keep them off the shelves. And I think that by sending this message to the business owners, they have to decide, is it worth taking the chance selling these drugs? Because you don't know who you're selling them to now. It could be an undercover TBI agent.
These synthetic drugs, they come in all shapes and forms and packaging that looks like it could be candy for kids. I mean, it's really deceptive what's being done now with these synthetic drugs.
It is deceptive, and what's scary about these synthetic drugs is the labeling is not true. The people really don't know what they're taking because what's on the packaging and on the labeling is not what's really contained in the product. So that makes it very scary and very deadly.
The effects too are maybe many times more worse than, because you don't know what chemical that it's reacting in your body.
Exactly. You don't know what the product's made of. And I think what we have seen with this proliferation is that these synthetic drugs are rivaling meth and prescription drugs in the state. And for our young people, it's taking over as a gateway. And a lot of people start with these synthetic drugs, and who knows where they may end. They may be cocaine, crack, meth, or whatever. So the thing is prudent for us to just try to get them off the shelves.
So today here in Rutherford County, the message that is for the rest of the state of Tennessee is what?
Get these drugs off your shelf voluntarily, or we'll come get them off. But there's going to be consequences if we come and take them off your shelf.